Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Lead, Love, Thrive. We are super excited about today's conversation. You are in for a treat because who is in the house with me? Woo! Is a powerhouse full of God, His anointing, His spirit. And so you're going to receive a good word today, Lord. Your eyes going to be open in a new way. So I'm excited for today's conversation and guests. And so today we are talking about grit. What is grit? Why do we need it? And how can we cultivate it? And so my special guest that is going to break this down for us today is the no other than the extraordinary, bold, beautiful, brave Kashana Holland. Oh my gosh, y'all, I got to tell you about this amazing woman of God. Let me just share a little bit with you, and she's going to just bring it home for us today. Kashana Holland is an engaging keynote speaker and an inspiring coach, motivational author. She is an insightful corporate trainer. She is the president, y'all, and CEO of Simply Kashana. Yes. A business built to promote bold, fearless, and courageous living. And she lives that out for sure. She goes beyond surface issues to address the pink elephant. I love that. That inhibit personal, professional, and spiritual potential. Kashana just has a love for people that's so evident in everything she does. And I'm a witness because I know her personally. She has worked in the corporate arena. She has done strategic growth and development of people. And that has always been the focal point of her service. Corporately, she's held positions in both human resources as well as the staffing industry. And she has spent years in a pastoral role where crisis intervention and spiritual guidance were her primary responsibilities. And that's how I came to meet you. She understands that leadership training and development is essential to any corporation or organization's growth. And so she also launched SK Leading Forward, which is dedicated to enhancing employee engagement, performance, productivity, and morale. And I love that. We can't have enough of that, can we, in the workplace. She has so much expertise, y'all. She really does. She in transformational leadership development and personal empowerment. She has facilitated trainings and workshops on customer service, how to handle difficult people, navigating conflict, emotional intelligence, developing yourself and others, behavioral-based interviewing, diversity and inclusion, and personality profiles and assessments, the DISC personality, the Myers-Briggs personality assessment. So the list goes on and on. She is the author also of 7 Days to Simply Shift. This is a daily guide for transforming your mindset personally, professionally, and spiritually. She is also very active in her community, and she sits as a co-chair on the board to promote self-sufficiency in her county, and she's also a commissioner on the Commission for Women. And so no matter the venue, y'all, Kashana brings an impactful delivery with her contagious energy. Yes, so true. Vibrant smile and sincere message. So Kashana, thank you so much for being here, girl.
Oh. Oh my God. As you're reading that, Radhika, I was just over here like, look at what the Lord has done.
Yes, come on.
It's God. Absolutely incredible when I think incredible. About how Come good on. That is. I'm so excited and so delighted to be here. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for being here because I know you a busy woman out here making these moves in Jesus' name. And so yes. I just appreciate your time and the wisdom that you're going to share. And I am a witness as to your light, into your love, into your joy, into your grit, girl. And that's why I wanted you to be on today's show to just break down for us, you know, what is this grit mindset? You know, we as I just read your bio, I mean, you wrote a book on how to transform your mindset. Yes. And so we know that grit is more than a mindset, you know, but we're going to start with that today. So I just want to go ahead and jump in and just ask you, you know, what is a grit mindset, Kashana? How would you define that?
You know, I love I love the word grit. It just says something. It just grabs you. And I think that when I think of grit, I do think of perseverance. I do also yes. think of endurance.
Yes.
You know, and really the ability to gird up. So when I think of grit, it's really the ability to gird up. It's the ability to endure anything that comes your way. That means that we have to be very flexible and fluid in our approach to situations. You know, unfortunately, everything doesn't go our way as much as we would want it to. It really doesn't. It really doesn't.
That's you know, truth.
And our stories are constantly being rewritten. And so when you're going through a process of your story being rewritten, it takes a strong mindset. It takes a strong spirit to be able to receive that transformation, because that's really what it is. And so when I, again, think of grit, that's all that I'm thinking about. What is the endurance? What do I have to really go through? Not what I can skip over.
Come on.
What I can go around, not what I can go under, but what do I have to go through in order to get to the other side?
Woo, endurance. So I know in scripture, this concept of grit or endurance or perseverance is no secret to us in scripture. And so, you know, I was just wondering, when you think about all the different characters in the Bible, who would be a favorite one of yours, a favorite character who you really feel exemplified this sense of grit and perseverance and overcoming and enduring through some hard stuff?
I have to say the woman with the issue of blood.
Talk about
how long was she bleeding? How long was she going through this? How many doctors had she seen? And she made a decision that if I can just touch the hem of, I don't even have to have a full doctor's appointment. I don't even have to have 15 minutes with the man. I don't even have to see his face. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I can, this is what got me. She said, I can be made whole.
Whole, yes.
She didn't say healed. She said whole.
Come on.
And so when we think of a wholeness, when I think of a God bringing us into wholeness, I think of spirit, mind, and body.
Yes.
And how amazing is it to not just walk around healed in one area, but to be whole. And Rodica, I recently came into that revelation maybe about a month ago, actually. And I said, God, I don't just want to be healed in this area. I want to be whole in every area of my life.
And I love that.
That woman with the issue of blood, I mean, she got me because she got dirty. This talking about grit.
Yes.
She got dirty down on the ground, went through everybody on the ground. She said, let me just touch this tassel right here.
Yes. Yes.
And the Bible says she was made whole. So yeah, that's grit right there. That's who I love that. Identify with grit.
Woo. That, you know, I was thinking of Job, Joseph, you know, I was thinking of all these, and I did not see that coming. And I love that because, you know, even in her day, she shouldn't have been out in public according to the culture.
Oh yeah.
So there are some things, not only that she had to stand up against the haters, the naysayers, the shamers, right? The those who would say, who do you think you are? What are you doing? You are unclean. You ain't supposed to be out here, you know? And I, not too long ago, I was thinking about this, the same woman. And I just thought, wow, I ain't trying to get too graphic, y'all, for those who are listening, but we are women, right? And so until we go through menopause, we bleed every month, you know, on average, you know, for at least 5 days. And I just thought, as a married woman, I couldn't imagine bleeding every single day, year after year, decade after decade, and how culture sends you these messages, right? There's this social conditioning, if you will, that says, you know, you don't deserve to be out here. You're unclean. These labels that often can find us, right, in these places. But the determination she's had, and she said in her heart, I don't care what I have to do. Jesus is coming by. I got to get to him, you know, and to be made whole. And I love how you broke that down. I love that you shared that perspective, that it's so much more than just healing, but being whole. And that is a perspective shift too. I want to be whole in every area of my life, not just one area, be healed in one area, right? Yes. And bleed in other areas.
Yes. You know? Yes, absolutely. It was okay. She was okay with being a disruption.
Ooh, I love it. disrupting the culture. And that's what God calls us to do too. Yep.
Absolutely. Yes. And you know, the thing about it is we really find out how bold, fearless, and courageous we are when we begin to go through things. And then, you know, we'll back up really quickly, Rodica. We'll say, you know what? Oh, maybe that's what not what God called me to do.
Come on.
Because it got hard. But your grit says, I ain't backing up.
That's right.
I'm called to this. Yes. I'm purposed for this. And that's really, I've been in almost 8 years of business now. And let me tell you, being an entrepreneur has not been, and it is glamorized well. It is branded well. It is on social media well. But let me tell you, being an entrepreneur is not for the faint at heart. It's not for the people who are like, oh, when it gets hard, I'm going to just, I can just stop. No, no, no. That's not what it's about. It's about going through, and it's a call to something. And understanding what your call is will push you through it. When people say no, you got to get up and keep going.
Come on.
You're sitting at the table and you're the only one that thinks something different and the Holy Spirit is ministering to you and telling you something different than what everybody else says, and you have to be bold enough to be a disruption to the table. And honestly, that's why most of us don't have seats at the table, because we're scared to disrupt.
Oof. Come on, girl. You said a whole lot right there. Sound like you're talking from some experience, huh?
Lord, have mercy. And let me let you ask these questions.
No. But you know what? That's exactly what I want to ask you, because I know that you're an entrepreneur. I remember when you stepped out into that, right? Because when you were stepping out, I was stepping into some of what you were doing and leading through, and just watching your journey and having since, you know, years, 8 years. Wow. I can't believe it.
I know.
And you're like, I'm still standing. I'm seeing the goodness of God, right, in my life. And so I want people to hear a little bit of your story in whatever aspect, chapter, you know, you want to you want to share on.
How much time I got on this thing?
I know, right? But girl, you got grit. You know, you have that ability to endure. And it's not from the misconception that you got Pollyanna optimism lenses. Like, it's a fight. It was, I'm going to continue to press on, even if I got to drag myself out of this bed. What I'm saying is that I don't want people to feel like this is something that comes easy, that is developed overnight. You know what I'm saying? And so I just want you to share whatever part of your story that really exemplifies this sense of grit. Like, what was the time in your life where you had an obstacle, a barrier, pressure, tension, whatever that was pushing against you, trying to keep you small, kind of shrink you, push you back, push you in a corner, cause you to want to retreat. And in your spirit, you rose up and said, no, in the name of Jesus, I come in the name of the Lord, and I'm going to continue to do what God has called me to do. Can you tell us what that situation was and how you worked that grit muscle?
You know, I didn't call it grit at that time. I think I just called it, Lord, just let me live.
No, that's right.
I was like, if you get me out of this.
Yes.
You know, like you were saying, we kind of we're like ships passing in terms of me going out and you coming in. But I served as a pastor, as an associate pastor at a church. And so when I stepped out, I don't have the story to say I hated my job. Okay. I loved what I was doing.
Yes.
I loved working with the people, but God began to challenge me to step outside of the walls and bring hope to people in different capacities.
Yes.
And so I said yes. I said yes to the business, to the mountain of influence, which is business and marketplace. And so when I stepped out, and this was like, okay, I just knew, Rodica, the phones were going to be ringing off the hook.
People
were going to be calling me. They're going to be like, I need a coach. I need a speaker.
Yes.
I was like, woohoo, yes. Did you know? And
count
what happened? Listen, I said, let's bring it on, Lord. And I got there, honey. That phone did not ring. That even I was wondering, is my phone turned off? Jesus, what is going on here? And then, you know, I stood on the word that God had given me.
Yes.
And that's one thing that I will say, whatever word God has given you for whatever season you're in, make sure you stand on the word. Don't go by your feelings, because our feelings are very fickle.
Yes.
So we can, you know, we can be great one day and not so great the other day. the other days. Preach. And so then, I said, okay, well, was going through my journey as an entrepreneur. And then, I went through a divorce.
Mm.
And I said, wait, hold on.
Mm.
The way the story, you know, is supposed to be written.
Yeah.
So when I talk about being flexible and fluid, when I talk about your story being rewritten and being able to go with that flow of the Holy Spirit, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about making sure that you understand that God has the pen.
Yes. Ooh, I had to learn that, girl. Yes.
Oh my goodness. And so, you know, it's really coming to him and saying, okay, God, so went through a divorce. Now, you know, pastors don't go through divorces, right? Their lives are perfect because they're for the people. And you know, oh no, we don't go. Yeah. So that was a misconception, obviously. Went through a divorce, lost my house. It was just back to back things. I don't even have time to tell you.
I know that's right.
And y'all, I promise I was trying to figure out what in the world God was doing in my life, so much so that I didn't know. I said, this cannot be happening to me.
Right.
So someone who is firm at first, started off firm, believing that God had spoken to them to start this business, and then shifting to, did God really call me to this?
Mm.
And even when I was in that space, God saying, my word won't return void.
Yes. Yes.
My word won't return void. Come on. If I said it, yes. I will do it.
Yes.
And I had to stand on that word. Now, here we go. Woman with the issue of blood. I have this issue that I'm embarrassed about. But I had to stay in faith. I had to stand in faith. I had to believe and work as I was crying. I had to endure while people were talking. Because people were talking.
Yeah.
Had to go through, and why people were saying, why don't you just get a job? Why don't you just do this? Why don't you just, because everybody got an opinion when you adapt in the mindset of grit, right? Everybody got an opinion about what you should do, and when they ain't going through nothing, ain't been through nothing, ain't done, you know.
Right.
But I made a firm determination and decision that I was going to stand on what God had given me. And so I decided to press through the crowd. Even through divorce, even through foreclosure, even through losing what I felt like was everything, I decided to press through the crowd. And it got dirty, and it got nasty, and it got ugly. But I knew that if I could just touch the hem of God's garment, Jesus' garment, that I would be made whole. And so my story, I went through so much hurt, and I went through so much pain, and I went through so much uncertainty. And talk about someone who just really didn't, the confidence was not even, I mean, I was like, oh, this is, I just can't do it. I cannot do it. But I thank God for restoration.
Amen.
And I thank God that he brought me through it. And so when I am talking to people in whatever arena God gives me the opportunity to have a platform, I need people to understand that I'm not speaking for this is not something I read.
From books. Yeah, I've lived it. Yes.
I've lived grit.
Come on. You have.
You know, I've lived endurance. Yes. I've lived perseverance. And the thing about it is, if you think about it, long suffering is a fruit of the spirit. I need y'all to understand that. I know we leave it out because we want peace and we want love and we want joy. You know, right. We skip all over long suffering.
Talk about it, girl.
Long suffering is a fruit of the spirit.
Yes.
Because that's what we're talking. That's what grit really is. It's long suffering. It's long suffering. Yes. It's in. It's the ability to gird up. I'm grateful because if I have gone through all of that and came out on the other side and been able to see the glory of God, then I know that others can as well.
I hope people by the Spirit of God caught a lot of what you said right there. And if you did not, y'all need to go back and replay that because I was taking notes on some of what she's saying. And what I hope you heard, one of the things I hope you heard was that she said, I decided. And so this grit thing is a decision. that you make between you and the Lord, I have decided to follow Jesus, right? Like the song said, I've decided to reach out, press through. I don't care what people think about me anymore or period, you know, what my reputation, my character, what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong. Kind of like Job, right? When all the friends were like, well, maybe you got some sin. It's like, listen, I'm trying to tell you, I'm holy before the Lord. I don't know what God is doing, you know? And so your friends get it wrong, even though they may mean well, you know?
Yes.
You decided by the Spirit of God. And I love what you just said, that this is a fruit of the Spirit. It really is. When I was right this morning, when I was thinking about our conversation, James chapter 1 came to my mind, and I'm going to read it in the NIV and the Amplified version. And it speaks to exactly what you're saying. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. So let embrace, right? Let perseverance. Don't resist it. Don't run from it. Don't hate it. He said, consider it pure joy. Oh God, you know, wow. That's a whole nother message. I don't even got time.
A whole nother message. Yes, Lord.
Woo! But he said, Lord, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. I want to read it in the Amplified version as well. And then I want you to do a little deep dive into this, whatever the Lord gives you on this. Mm. The Amplified version says, consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials. Be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. And let endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith, lacking in nothing. This is why we have in this conversation today. Because when I read that, and I want you to share your thoughts on this, Kashana, ooh, there's so much there, but one of the big nuggets I took away is, how do we develop perseverance? We let. let it have its result in us. Embrace it. We understand that when we go through trials, pain, pressure, we embrace it. We consider it joy. Oh, this is a gift from God. He is trying to perfect my faith.
Yes.
That's what this is about. So I want you to share and expound on that for those who are listening.
I wanted to pull up the scripture because I wanted to make sure that I'm reading, you know, what you're reading here. And I think we're reading the same thing at the same Bible.
Yes,
but
girl.
One of the things that I see here, one of the things that sticks out, you know, just in the beginning of the text, it says when trials.
Yes.
So I think that we, I listen, right? It says when. So one of the things that we have done a not so great job of in the church is letting people know that there will be trials.
Come on. Yeah.
And really how to stand and again, persevere when those trials come.
Yes.
You know, we are great for, you know, name it and claim it and, you know, in due season you shall reap and, you know, but the word of God also says, if you faint not,
that means
that things are going to come at you. That are going to try to make you faint, right?
Yes.
I love that it says, and I see this in the NLT as well, for you know that when your faith is tested. Mm-hmm. And I remember, Radhika, I had, at the time I was married and we had gone on this faith trip, and I say faith because I felt like God was telling me to go to this specific place. We got there. Yeah. We didn't have money. It was just crazy. So we ended up going to this church. And I remember this pastor, he stood up and he said, a faith that is not tested is a faith that can't be trusted.
Ooh, say that again.
A faith that is not tested is a faith that can't be trusted.
Man.
And I remember him saying that. And so when I correlate this, that what he said to this scripture, I need you to understand that if God said it, you can believe it, right? But we got to make sure that we have the faith to endure it and see it all the way to the end.
Yes.
All the way to the end.
Yes.
And I love it because it says, so let it grow.
Mm.
Let it grow for when your endurance is fully developed. Now,
come on.
Now, if you ain't going through nothing, If you ain't enduring nothing, then it can't be developed. So when you're talking about how we have to get endurance, that's an that's a muscle that has to be exercised.
Yes, yes.
That means that it's not going to happen unless you are tested.
That's
unless you go through trials, unless you go through tribulation, unless you go through the hurt, unless you go through the pain. It can't grow. You cannot, God, you cannot develop it. And then I love this because it says, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing.
Needing nothing.
Radhika, there is something about understanding perseverance and endurance, understanding long suffering, that when you go through things, it really kind of, the muscle is so developed that things just kind of roll off your back.
I know that's right.
You know, it's kind of like when someone says 1 + 1 = 3, you're like, okay. Okay. Uh-huh. You know, it's like you're not even, that's not even your fight anymore.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
The beauty of understanding that and understanding your purpose, you can sit at tables and you understand your purpose even when people don't want you sitting there. See, this is what I'm, and again, God has called me to the marketplace. He's called me to that business arena to help people to bring kingdom to earth in the marketplace.
Come on. Yes.
So I need to help you to understand that if you're going to be really called to the business arena, that there are some tables that you will sit at and people won't want you. They won't you there.
That's right.
But this is the beauty of sitting at that table, that God says, I will prepare a table before your enemies.
Ooh, come
on. And if
your
enemies aren't sitting at the table, then how can he prepare it?
Right. Talk about it.
So when we see, and that's the beauty again of perseverance, because I can sit at a table confidently and disrupt or interrupt someone's flow, the
Come
enemy's
on.
Flow.
Yes.
Because I His have agenda. Been purposed to sit at that table. What are you running for? If you are at a job that you absolutely hate, I actually challenge you to shift your thinking
Come
and
on.
Ask God, what is your assignment? Why are you there? Oof. What is it that he has called you to? Why has he called you to be there? Because there's a reason you are there. There is a call of God that you are an influence because God has called you in that space. So when I talk about grit, yes, in your personal life, in your professional life, in your spiritual life, get it together and
That's
understand.
Right.
I was going to say something, but the Holy Spirit grabbed me. Get it together and understand that this is your purpose. This is your call. Yes, God is concerned about you going through the divorce. Yes, God is concerned about, you know, people. God is always concerned about you. He's concerned about the details of our lives because he's God and he loves us. But honey, this muscle that's being worked in you, this muscle that's being worked in you is bringing you a level of strength. It's bringing you a level of confidence. It's bringing you a level of patience. It's bringing you a level
Come
of influence
on.
That when you speak, people have to be convicted. When you speak, people are like, they're paying attention because the Holy Spirit is in you. He's rising up in you and he can't help but to be glorified
Come
in that
on.
Moment. So you got to make sure that you don't shy away from the hard things.
Ooh.
You don't shy away from the hard things. Radhika, I've sat at tables where I know, again, people didn't want me there because of the skin, the color of my skin. They didn't want me there because of my gender. They didn't want me there because of whatever they were going through. But see, that's their problem.
That's
and it's
right.
not mine. It's not mine. I'm on an assignment. And I'm clear about that. I'm
Come
clear
on.
About what I need to do. I'm clear that I'm bringing people hope. I'm clear that I'm bringing kingdom to earth. And once you get clear about that, honey, your grit looks different.
Yes.
Your grit looks different because you understand that I am an interruption.
Yes.
Okay? I am an interruption and I am okay with that. I am okay with that.
I'm
excited, Jesus.
Girl, no, bring that. And I just sense for a moment here that this was on my heart. I didn't know why, you know, when I woke up this morning and I heard this passage from Ezekiel. And I want to say to somebody, if you're an entrepreneur, but if you're anyone who has been called to open up your mouth and speak and communicate, teach, train, whatever it is in your capacity, right? In the church, outside of the church, I don't care, you know, because that's we all call to be the oracles of God at the end of the day.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, but a lot of times, sometimes we grow discouraged and we shrink back because we feel like, well, God, they're not listening. God, they're not responding. And I want to say to you, that person in Ezekiel chapter 2, he says, you must speak my words to them, whether they listen or fail to listen, for they are rebellious. But you, son of man, you woman of God, listen to what I say to you. Do not rebel like the rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. And what I hear you saying is that when you recognize who calls you, who fills your mouth, what your assignment is, what you are sent to do, the outcome, the results are not up to us. What we are required to do is obey. Open our mouth. When we at that table, he didn't put you at that table for you to be silent, but you may be getting frustrated. You may be getting discouraged. God, they ain't listening to me. They're not responding. They're not hearing my wisdom. They're not getting my perspective. That's not up to you. Even God told Moses, hey, you're going to be my prophet. You're going to be my deliverer. But oh, guess what? They ain't gonna listen. Yeah. By the way, when you go and say what I tell you to say, just know they're not gonna listen. And I'm gonna have to do a series of things. And so what I want people to know is when you are called to speak God's truth and obey what he says, you cannot be moved by their faces. You yes. cannot be moved by their actions, what they do and what they don't do. You stand in your God-given authority, anointing, power, and calling, knowing that the Lord already knows and he's going to work that all out in his way and in his time. So I don't know if you wanted to add anything to that or say anything.
No, I think that is amazing. That's a good word right there, because we must set our face as a flint. Ooh. And when you're talking about grit, that's another thing, is making sure that you don't get caught up in everything else and everybody else's stuff.
Yes.
You are clear about your assignment.
Yes.
And you know, even as you are walking and you're building that muscle, Radhika, what really comes is there's an evolution happening, an evolution of who you are.
Yes.
And everyone won't understand that.
Yes.
And you
yes.
have to really be okay. Now it hurts because you have to go through a grieving
yes.
process.
That's so true. Oof.
When you go through that grieving process, you're saying, God, you know why? I feel like this. And, you know, I thought that person knew me and they really don't, because you turned into a whole nother person, you know, so we're grieving.
Right.
You ain't the same person, you
yes.
know? So it's really understanding that, you know, God has now transitioned you. And, you know, the word says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so when God, it's a beautiful shift when God shifts you from confirmation to transformation. And
so
when
good.
He really shows you how you've been conforming and now he's transforming you, it is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And so, you know, I love what you said. And I pray that as we are, you know, talking about this, that people are getting a renewed sense
yes.
of courage.
Yes. Come on.
A renewed sense of strength and boldness.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
And they begin to walk in the confidence of the Lord because they
yes.
know that they are called, not just called, but chosen
Oof.
For such a time as
yes.
this. Be
yes.
unto me. Be unto me, O Lord. And you know, you got to think about Esther when she had all of this stuff going on and she had all of these things that all the opposition that could have come
yes.
against her. But Mordecai, she had a Mordecai. Sometimes we
Come
need a
on.
Mordecai, right?
Yes, we do.
You know, you have been called for such
yes.
a time as this. And so my prayer for those who have taken the time to sit with us this long, my prayer
yeah.
is that God is doing such an amazing, incredible work in you, even while you're sitting here. And
yes.
whether the seed is being planted or watered, God will
yes.
give the increase. While you're sitting here, I pray that you understand that you
yes.
have been called for such a time
yes.
as this. And the grit that's in you, that's being placed in you right now, the perseverance that's being placed in you right now, the long suffering that's being placed in you right now, it's only a snapshot of what God is building and developing in you. Oh, this is going to be good when you write Rodica and tell her the testimony of how this thing has turned around for your good. At the there is nothing like walking in the confidence of the Lord of who you are. There's nothing like getting reacquainted with God so that you can get reacquainted with your original purpose. There is nothing like it. And when you understand that, when you understand and you come into full identity of who you are in Christ, then if God be for you, who can be against
you? That's right. That's right. And that's key. What you're saying is knowing who you are, you know, and you had talked about even confirmation and transformation. And we know that the word of God tells us, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when you said you made a decision, that was a mental capacity that you said, I'm making a decision. I, by my mind, I'm determined to stay this course, knowing that God is with me, that he has called me. He's already worked this thing out for me. As you were sharing, I shared this in my devotional thought the other day, and I just think it just warrants resharing because you already been talking about calling and identity and walking in that. And this comes from Jeremiah 1. Was not planning to share this, but I'm going to drop it in here.
Please.
And because when we recognize who we are in Christ, and that he's with us and what he's called us to do and that he's equipped us. That's that God confidence you were just talking about. So in Jeremiah 1 verse 5, it says, before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. Before you saw the light of day, I had holy plans for you. A prophet to the nations, that's what I had in mind for you. And I want to pause there for a moment because those of you who are listening, you're like, well, maybe I don't know what my calling is. I really don't know. But I want you to know before you were even formed in your mother's womb, he says, I had holy plans for you. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. And what I love about this, he says, I called you to be a prophet to the nations. This is who you are. This is your assignment. This is what I've charged you to do, right? That's what I had in mind for you. And so just know, my brother, my sister, that when you were, before time even began, God knew you were going to be here, what generation he was going to plant you in, what parents you were going to come through, because you came from him, but you came through your parents. He says, this is what I have in mind for you. And if I'm going to be honest, that has been my prayer as of late, like, Lord, help me to get your vision for my life. Help me to understand what you have in mind for me, because you had a vision in mind when you said, hey, Jeremiah, I had a vision in mind. What I had in mind for you, you're going to be my prophet to the nations. Yeah. And he does the same for each and every one of us, but he had to hear the word of the Lord come to him. But what I want to get into next is the next part of that where he says, but God, he said, but I said, hold it, God. I am only a boy. And I just think about that and say, how many of us, but God, I'm only such and such at this table. Oh, but God, I'm only this or that. I'm only a stay-at-home mom. I'm only an administrative assistant. Whatever your I'm only is, that says, God, you're going to call me to be a prophet, but I'm only this. I don't have this. And he says, don't say to me, I'm only a boy. I'll tell you where to go and you'll get there. I'll tell you what to say. Don't be afraid of a soul. I'll be right there looking after you. And what I love about that is no matter what arena, marketplace, in the church, what position you have, know that you were called, know that God has something in mind for you. You need to discover what that is. And know that he also tells us, don't say, I'm only, I'm not, I don't have. I'm going to tell you, he reassures us. So don't disqualify yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And he says, don't be afraid. And I think when it comes to this grit, perseverance, and endurance, we can disqualify ourselves and say, I'm not, I don't. We can be afraid and be fearful of, I can only imagine you, Kashana, like, okay, I'm losing my marriage. Mm-hmm. I'm losing my house. Mm-hmm. Am I going to survive? Am I going to live? Am I going to be the same? You know, how's this going to impact the way people perceive me? And God, the anointed, like, I can just only imagine how fear can creep in. Am I going to be homeless, God? Like, what? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Fear didn't just creep in, honey. It resided with me. It was like, you know what? I'm going to make my bed right here next to you. I mean, just because everything, and what you're talking about, Rodica, is we focus a lot on our limitations.
Yes. We do.
Because of what we've gone through, because of our background, because of our experience, and sometimes because of our culture, we focus a lot on our limitations.
Yes.
And sometimes when you're going through things, you think, I'm not good enough for this. Mm. Oh, well, you know, we immediately talk about the degrees that we don't have and the job experiences that we don't have. And, oh, I'm not sure, you know, if I can really, oh, I mean, I know God is calling me to this, but I'm just not sure. So when we even talk about shifting our mindset, we really have to do some homework. And that's really what I had to do, Radhika. I had to do some homework and dig a little bit.
Yes.
Why was I thinking the way I was thinking? Why did I think I was undeserving? Why did I think I was not qualified? Mm. Why did I think God could never call me? Why did I think that? And when I got to digging, I had to understand then my triggers.
Yes, come on.
When you understand your triggers, what was triggering that thought process in me?
Yes.
Okay, well, what happened to me when I was a little girl? If I was being bullied or, you know, someone talked about my shoes, so I thought that my clothes were never good enough. Or, you know, someone talked about, you know, a boy that that I liked but didn't like me, so I thought I wasn't pretty enough. You know, so I had to dig and get to some of that stuff. And then what were some things that were going on that have been passed on to me from my family? What generational curses were being passed on? And what did I need to do to block those generational curses so that I can experience a generational blessing? We're still talking about mindset.
Yes, we are. Yes.
All of this is connected to the way you think, because the way you think is what gets in your heart, and what gets in your heart, you actually become.
That's right.
It's more than just reading a book and thinking, okay, my mind will change after I get in this book. No, because that's going to wear off. You need to now, where is a counselor? Where is a therapist? Let me talk to someone who's licensed and trained to walk me through this process and help me to peel back these layers and find out what's really going on in me. Because then when I understand what's going in me, I understand now that it didn't just happen to me, but it happened for me. I can't shift that until my mind is shifted. And now I understand the purpose that God has for me. So we got to do the homework.
Yes.
We got to do the homework, and we got to really take those limits off. Take the limits off. Take the barriers off. God is God. Okay.
Yes.
And if he works in me and through me, then I can do all things through him.
Yes.
Through Christ that strengthens me. Yeah.
And I love what you're saying, because that has been some of my journey as well, is that my biggest giants that I had to slay were inside here. They were internal. They were mindsets. They were negative thoughts that I was not taking captive.
Ooh.
And what I found is that what I hear you saying as well, when we think about the life of Jeremiah, I'm just going to name a couple, because in my own devotional time, Jeremiah, Gideon, and Moses. One of the things, those limitations, right? Moses, I'm slow of speech. God, surely you got to call somebody else. I stutter. Like, you want me to be your mouthpiece? You want me your prophet, your deliverer? What? Gideon, angel shows up. Oh, mighty warrior. I'm not a mighty warrior. Have you seen my family, where I come from? I'm just the runt of the litter. I'm the smallest. I'm the weakest. I'm not this. Look at me, God. Yes. Moses is like, look at me, God. Don't you see that I got these issues? You know, Jeremiah is saying the same thing. Look at me. I'm only a boy. I'm young. I'm inexperienced. I'm not qualified for this thing you're calling me. And what I found interesting about all three of these men of God in the Bible, their limitations stem from looking at themselves and not looking at God. And God in his word says, because they're all like, look at me, God, look at me. God's like, listen, I know you. I gave you your mouth, boy. You know, who are you? But what God says is, look at me. And now I'm telling you, Kashana, when I began to really understand that, God was like, you are limited, Radhika, but I am unlimited.
Yes.
Your reality is in this little time and space, but my reality transcends. You know, your reality is a lack. You don't have what you need, you think, you know, but my reality is I'm all sufficient, all abundant, all supply, everything you say you lack and that you're not, I am. And so if you learn to look at me and stop looking at yourself, then you will be able to do and become every single thing that I called you to do and become, not through you, through me, not your abilities, your skill, your influence or whatever. It's all in me. And so, girl, I'm telling you, when I learn to do. And he's like, you're looking at the wrong thing when it comes to this grit, endurance, perseverance, mindset. What are you looking at? Are you looking at God? Are you looking at yourself? Are you looking at people's faces? Are you looking at your bank account? Are you looking at what God is able to do and who he is in your life?
And you said it a little bit earlier, Radhika. You were referring to 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. When it says we destroy every proud, and this is the New Living Translation. Yes. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. Ooh. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. Now that them is referring to our thoughts. Yes. We have got to teach, train, capture our thoughts and train them to obey Christ, to obey the word of God. Yes. That takes rewiring.
Come on. Yes, it does.
It takes rewiring. And I cannot help but to think of the mindset that David had when he came against the giant.
Mm, come on.
Because there was a whole army of people. You mean to tell me a whole army was scared of this one giant, and this little shepherd boy comes, I'm just coming to bring y'all lunch. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all scared of,
right.
Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?
I love it. Yes.
Talking about grit.
Come
this,
on.
This little boy came from off the field, shepherding sheep.
Little shepherd boy.
And he said, you know what? I'm going to go in the name of the Lord.
Yes. That's waiting for you to say that. Yes. That's
I'm gonna
the
go
key.
In the name of, listen, yes. I believe that when we are able to, like you said, get rid of our own limitations. And when we say, I am coming in the name of the Lord, that you ain't, we're not telling y'all to show up at y'all meetings and be like, I'm coming in the name of the Lord.
Right. Right. Let me put the oil on all of y'all. Exactly.
We're not saying that. But when you gird yourself up, when you're before you go in that office building or before you get on that call and you say, I'm coming in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
There's something about experiencing the power of God.
Yes.
And when you get off that call, you don't even know what happened. You say, what happened now?
Yes.
Because you've allowed Holy Spirit to take over and to control your mouth and to speak with power and with authority. That is what God is talking about.
That's
he wants you to not come in your name, but to come in his name. And when we come in his name, everything changes.
Yes.
Everything
come on.
Changes. So when we're talking about that mindset shift, let's not have our own mind and our own limitations, but let's have the mind of Christ.
Ooh. You answered my question. I was going to say, okay, so how do we develop this grit mindset? How do we Christians, you know, and you just broke it down and said, that's when we come in the name of the Lord, when we recognize who fights our battles and whose name we come, not our own name, not our own strength. Whose reality we need to be tapping into.
Yes.
Whose supply we need to be tapping into.
Yes.
And having that perspective, keeping our eyes on the Lord. God, I look at you.
Yes.
You said you would help me. Every one of these men who expressed their insecurities and their doubts and their fears, he said, don't worry. I will be with you. I will be with you. And I'm going to give you the words to say, I'm going to be with you every step of the way. And so when we are able to operate from that endurance, it's like, I know that God is with me.
Yes, he is.
He promised to never leave me or forsake. He said, nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing. No pain, no trial, no hardship, no problem. He's there with us in the fire, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh, you in the fire. People... The threw them in there got burnt up, but I'm standing here in the midst of my fire and not being burned. How is that possible? Because of who is with me. I can stand. I can run the race. I can run and not grow weary because I know whose name I come in. I know who is with me and I know who has equipped me. It's not me. It's the Holy Spirit. And as I look at him, keep my eyes on him and not myself, not my circumstances, not people, what I see, what I don't see, right? I know that I will be able to endure, and that work through those trials, through that testing of my faith is going to do a work in me to strengthen my faith. So I'm whole, complete, perfect, not lacking in anything. And so I want to kick it back to you, Kashana, as we wrap up. you know, if there are any last thoughts that you have on how to cultivate your endurance, your perseverance, what, any last thoughts on mindset, actions, behavior, like what? So if we were to liken perseverance and endurance to this muscle that we have to work, what workout program would you recommend for the saints?
Well, you know, I think that even in every good workout program, they tell you that your muscles need a rest time.
Yes.
To be able recovery. To re-amp yep. and recover, right?
Yes.
So one of the things that I would tell people is to make sure that you respect the pause. You know, sometimes when we're talking about grit, there's people just feel the need to keep, you know, just keep True. Moving and shaking. Yes. And you know, I gotta keep going. And one of the things that I learned in my life situations was there was a time that I just needed to sit and be still.
Yes. Yes.
I just needed to take a nap.
Yes.
You know, so there's a sweet balance that we do have to adopt when we're talking about perseverance and making sure that we are staying still. Don't yes. be afraid to respect the pause. Don't be afraid to say, you know what, God, I just don't have the strength. I don't have the energy right now. I don't have the words. I don't have the prayers. I don't have anything. Mm. I remember, Radhika, being in worship after everything that I had gone through. And God said, Kashana, you've never known how to be weak.
Mm.
And I come from a long line of strong women and strong men. And so they've always encouraged me, you've got to be strong. You've got to be strong. Mm. You've got to be strong.
True. Yep.
And God told me, you don't know how to be weak. Because see, it helped me in that moment to understand that in my weakness, his strength
yes,
is perfected.
Perfect. Yes.
And so I say to you that even as we're talking about grit and as we're talking about perseverance and as we're talking about long suffering and pressing through, even as we're saying this, give that muscle that you're working time for recovery.
So good. So wise.
Don't be afraid to stop. Don't be afraid to pause. And don't be afraid to reset.
That's a word, and that's biblical, right? And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will run and not grow, but they that wait, then yes. they will run and not grow weary. Yes. That's yes. what you're saying.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And such a powerful word. And I think that's so encouraging because you're right. And even as minorities, as a culture of people, we can be in that, you know, kind of like with momentum, always fighting, always striving, always running hard, 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 push, press. And we can't sustain that physically or spiritually. You know, even Elijah, who the amazing man of God, where fire from heaven falls down, a negative word gets sent, and he runs and he collapses under a tree. And what happened was, an angel appeared, fed him some food, and what did he do? He went back to sleep.
Yes.
He woke up, ate again, right? Because he was weary, and he had to even take a moment to rest. And from that supernatural food that the Lord gave him, he was able to go to the mountain of the Lord and travel for 40 days and 40 nights. And so I love what you're saying. Hey, wait upon the Lord, rest in him, right? Take that time. And it's not all about, I think it's Ecclesiastes 9 that talks about the race isn't always to the swift, right? It's to the one that endures. The battle isn't always to the strong, right? That's what you're saying is because in my weakness,
yes,
that's when I'm strong because it's God in me,
yes.
You know?
Yes. And I love what you said about Elijah. And I was thinking about how many times Jesus had to get away from the people.
Yes. Let me get on this boat and out in this water. Let me push away from the shore.
Exactly. Let me, you know, I'll meet y'all on the other side. I'm going ahead of y'all.
Yes.
You know, and then we went to the garden to pray. Y'all stay out
yes.
here. Okay, yes. I'm going to go into the garden yes. alone. You know, there were so many times that Jesus had to break away from the people. And so I encourage you not to be afraid of those moments where you have to break away yes. from the people in order to save yourself. You
Come
know?
On. So yes.
Don't be afraid of that. Make sure that, you know, you embrace that. And I do want to make sure that I let people know how important, especially since we're talking about mindset. Let me just close, and these will yes. be my last words.
Yes.
It's very important that you stay self-aware, and it's also important that you have self-compassion.
Ooh, I love that.
Okay, so make sure that you are always aware of what's going on around you, and not just that, but make sure that you have compassion for yourself, because Radhika, it's easy for us to give compassion to everyone else.
So true. So true.
Give yourself the same compassion and allow yourself to heal and forgive yourself.
Yes.
For things. Cause I can't tell you, I mean, when I went through everything I was going through, I was upset with myself too.
Yes.
You know, why didn't I see the signs? Why didn't I notice? Why didn't I? And then, I was challenged to take a look at Kashana, have compassion for you.
Yes.
Forgive yourself.
That's right.
And then allow yourself to move on. That's a part of being whole.
Ooh, I love that. And I don't need to add anything to that, but I want to remind everyone of the main scripture that we use today in today's conversation as we close out. And this is James 1, and the Message version, I guess that's just what opened up. And emphasize one word to you all as we close this thing out. Consider it a sheer gift, yes. friends, yes. when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. Because yes. you know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and it shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you can be mature and well developed, not deficient in any way. And so, my friends, as we close out today's episode, I want to encourage you to let those trials do their work in you. When it comes at you from all sides, know that the Lord is with you. Know that it is His strength that's going to be made perfect, and allow you to continue to run that race. Take those rest periods, exercise, become self-aware of your own capacity, and when you need to sit on down on that bench and wait upon the Lord so you can recover your strength, right? When you need to cast your cares upon Him and exercise that self-compassion. I love that, so much wisdom there, because sometimes we can be hard on ourselves, and if the enemy can keep us stuck in self-condemnation yes. and self-criticism and self-contempt, then we get stuck in this abyss and we won't move forward and we won't be able to continue to run our race. And so, Kashana, thank you so much for just being here, sharing your story, sharing your wisdom and insights, because I know that you have lived this, and we know that lives are going to be changed as a result of this. And so before I end, I want people to know where they can find you, where they can follow you for your services, for your resources, the book that you've written. Tell them where to connect with you.
Absolutely. So I would love for you to follow me on simplykashana.com, and that's on all platforms. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, yes. Facebook, as well as LinkedIn, Kashana Holland on LinkedIn, but at Simply Kashana. If you have a business or an organization that needs training and development, you can follow me under my corporate brand, which is leadingforward.com. Yes. You can go to Leaders Move for One on Twitter. Go yes. to Leaders Move Forward on Instagram. We'd be more than happy to entertain any of your questions that you may have yes. for us to come in and give your staff some good training and development in soft skills in particular. So, yes. So I welcome you again to follow me on either one of those platforms, because we are here to serve.
And where can they, I was looking for my book, because I have Kashana's book, her, do you have it handy so that you can show people your, okay, there it is. 7 days to Simply Shift. Listen, when we moved here, I have boxes of books in store. So I was like ripping through everything. Like, I got to show people where to get this, because I have it as well. And it's going to change your life. It's not an exhaustive concordance, y'all. You know, she made it practical, digestible. listen, if you are saying, I want to develop this grit mindset, I want to know really how to persevere, shift my mind the way I think, you need to go get her book. Yes. Kashauna, where can they get your book?
They can get it on Amazon. They can get it on Barnes and Noble. They can also get it downloaded on iBooks. So and Kindle as well. So it is available on all of those platforms. You can still go online to my website, simplykashauna.com. We'll be able to mail it to you that way as well. So wherever you go, it's there. And I love what you said, Radhika. It is a small book that makes a huge impact because it's the little shifts that make the impact. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. And y'all, for real, if you're listening to this, can you please support my sister? She did not ask me to do this, but I believe in her. I believe in her calling. I believe in her anointing, her wisdom, and the insights that she has shared. And she is an entrepreneur. She is a woman of color out here doing this thing, representing us. I forget who said it, but it's like she comes as one, but she stands as 10,000. I think Maya Angelou maybe said that. It's
I love that.
Listen, let's invest in our folks who are out here representing, doing kingdom work out here in the marketplace. And so I really, y'all, go check out her website, get the book, sow into her. You know, if this has blessed you, share it with a friend and sow into her and her life and her ministry, because hey, the generous prosper.
That's it. That's
and
it.
You Thank will you. Receive so much more than what you pay for that book. The life transformation that will come out of your life as a result of this just small investment, right, in this book. Listen, we spend $10 on coffees and lattes. We spend $10 on bags of chips. Send $10 and invest in a kingdom woman doing kingdom business where it's going to transform your life spiritually, professionally, right, and personally. So,
Radhika.
Oh, absolutely. I love you, Kashauna. I love you. So thankful that the Lord allowed our paths to cross. And I don't believe this will be the last time that we connect and have conversations together. So, thank you so much again.
Thank you for having me. I so appreciate the time and I appreciate the invitation. I never take an invitation for granted. So thank you so much for being obedient to the Holy Spirit that led us to one another. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Well, friends and family, that's all we had for you today. And as always, remember to lead yourself with bold God confidence. Choose to love God, yourself, and others passionately and on purpose. And don't forget to make those daily decisions, those daily shifts in that mind to follow Christ and thrive in life. And so until we talk next time, peace, everyone.
So I need you guys to subscribe. And also, I want you to get the merch. So I need you to get the merch. It's called Lead, Love, Thrive. And wait. And also, dim the lights right now. We'll see you later. Peace. Goodbye.